Saturn is the first of the big outer planets that we can see with the naked eye. It has an orbit of 29.5 years, and we will, across an average lifetime, experience 2 to 3 cycles of Saturn. This means that we will experience between 100 and 150 Saturn crises, half of which would be considered serious. These crises will last anywhere from 1 month to 9 months each, and they will precipitate a serious reassessment of your priorities. Saturn is the planet that represents responsibility and justice. The interesting thing is that we are actually our own judges. Saturn is known as the Taskmaster or Grim Reaper, but it is better understood in the expressions, "you reap what you sow," or "spare the rod and spoil the child." The idea is that without self-discipline, what can anyone achieve? Without self-respect and dignity, life can be depressing. Saturn brings to our doorstep a challenge to be responsible for our own lives and to make a more appropriate effort in our lives. Usually we are challenged to grow up when Saturn makes its difficult aspects. Initially, we feel depressed and that our life circumstances are unfair. We blame our parents, employers, jobs, and usually have to realize that no one is going to make the effort but ourselves, and that we better get on with it or we will waste more time. How we use or have used our time becomes a major issue. If you have been wasting time, then here is where you will feel that you have lost something valuable. The lesson is not to cry over spilled milk, but to get on with your life as realistically as possible, and not to let more time to go by insignificantly. If you are unhappy with your job, then the pressure builds up so that you will start preparing for a new one. This usually means a bigger time commitment to study. To be prepared and be responsible for your own life is the lesson of Saturn. If you are not prepared, you will not do as well as you are capable of. If this happens, then your self-respect will diminish. If your self-respect diminishes, then you will have a diminished role in life. How does one build up self-respect and honor? It becomes important to live within the law and to respect one's parents, to live up to one's commitments, and pay off old debts when they are due. When Saturn first builds up to a crisis, we usually get depressed, bored, overpressured, tired, and generally unhappy. However, there is a mysterious puzzle in this. Once you decide to restrain your own life and direct your efforts more responsibly, then an understanding begins to dawn. The answer to depression and boredom is greater commitment and effort, especially when you do not feel you want to make any attempt. Your inadequacies surface to tell you exactly what is missing and what you must work at to regain your sense of self-respect and honor. This is not the time to pass the buck or avoid consequences. This is a time for you to impose a budget on your activities and with a responsible eye to whatever is truly needed. If there is a judge in your life, you are it. If there is a sentence to be passed, you are passing it as well as serving it. Saturn crises force us to be more mature. We grow up through them.